Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a longtime proud supporter of Living on Earth. By making our yogurt cups thinner, we reduce the fuel needed to ship them. That cuts costs and carbon emissions. Who says what's good for the earth isn't good for business?
As winter turns to spring, sandhill cranes in New Mexico prepare for their annual migration. From the Bosque del Upachi Wildlife Preserve to the western shore of Hudson Bay in Canada, writer Mark Seth Lender traveled to the Bosque to observe this timely and timeless scene.
Patient, elegant, sandhill cranes linger upon the flooded plain. Patient and austere. Here by night, for the shallow safety this boundary of water provides, they stop to rest a while. For the sake of the food they found nearby, they linger and pay homage, a temporary domicile, a temporary feast. Turning toward the east, they form a long and upright line and prepare their salutation to the sun. They are in shadow, below the worn-down mountain that looms, and like the landscape, though weathered and tread upon by boundless heat, by bottomless cold, cranes persevere. Waiting, then walking one by one, they arrange by reference to the low, steady wind. Barely ruffling, they slowly bend, like stalks of wheat heavy with seed. Watching, stillness heavy in the air, they breathe. Then comes the golden scimitar of sun and catapult themselves into the glare, and they are gone. Two remain, only two. They lean as if their muscles are spring steel. The ice and bracelets crackling at their feet, stepping high, they break clean away. Loping slow, they gain ground and speed, wing beats so deep they kiss the crystal clear beneath, until at last they rise. The long turn down the lake, a shadow play in tandem, not a meter below their elegant forms, these two, among all others, truly mated pair.
Mark Seth Lender is author of Salt Marsh Diary, A Year on the Connecticut Coast. To see a slideshow of sandhill cranes in flight, migrate to our website, loe.org. On the next Living on Earth, a wall of trees across Africa could help stop the sands of the Sahara from spreading and quench a region's thirst.
Planting trees is good for us. Those trees can bring water, and water is our future. Water can solve our problems. We are praying for this project to continue.
Seedlings of Hope, the Great Green Wall, next time on Living on Earth.